telling someone that they could never have founded this country because they're too fat is like one of the dude. That is one of the funniest insults.
In while
the
you're world. Buying chicken,
he's buying chicken and mac and cheese.
Oh, dude, I had a fucking battle at a fried chicken place 2 days ago.
Really?
2 nights ago, dude.
Really?
It was crazy. I was in Queens. This is nuts. I took my fucking bae.
Someone called you a Nazi?
I took my Clarp. Down to fucking...
Your what?
Clarp, dude. That's her name. Clarp. Fucking Clarp. I took Clarp to... She was like, I wanted a veggie burger. So there's a place right next to my apartment. So we go there. We're the only honkies in there.
Wait, there's veggie burgers at the fried chicken place?
Yeah. There's Arab dudes that own the place.
Wow. They run it.
They're cool as fuck.
Yeah.
There was a black dude behind the register for some reason. And he was talking shit to these two black chicks. The whole place is now black.
Gotcha.
Two Arab dudes.
So Arab.
Two Arab dudes behind the counter working. Black dude standing at the register talking shit to people.
Oh, he's not. He wasn't the cashier?
It turns out he wasn't an employee.
What?
He was just with the group of people that were in there. So he was just. He was literally like holding these two dudes hostage, standing at the register talking shit to people.
Okay. I thought he was a cashier.
So did I when I walked in. So these two black chicks were like screaming at him. And then when they left, I guess he saw me like looking. And he was like, what are you fucking looking at, you white fucking... He started going at me and Claire for being white. Just literally just standing there. Just standing there. He was like, you fucking white pussy.
How do you get on the other side of the register?
Because there was a lot of black dudes. He was kind of just running shit.
Did they occupy the fucking chicken shack?
They occupied the fried chicken place.
No, dude.
Yeah.
What did the fucking Saudi princes say?
The Saudi princes were scared, I could tell. They were real scared. They kept,
well, they're highly prone to, like, fucking uprising and coups.
There was a fucking Arab Spring, dude. There was a black guy winter. And, I mean, it was packed, and this guy started, like, talking shit to us. And I was like, okay. Like, I, like, looked at Clarp, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? And he was like, don't look around. I'm talking to you, white boy. And, like, I was like, okay.
Damn, then you had to go up to them and be like, could I have a veggie burger, please?
Well, we were fucking waiting on a veggie burger.
Damn.
So I'm sitting there, and I was like, dude, I'm about to fucking Yelp hard right now. Like, joking. Obviously,
yeah.
I'm, like, making fun of myself for being a white person.
Yeah.
He's like, ain't no fucking Yelp here. We don't know what the fuck Yelp is. Do we know what that is? And this giant black dude sitting there was like, fuck nah. They're, like, talking shit.
I that's
like,
my favorite thing. Like, we don't know what that is. And it's like, well, Google it.
It's pretty popular, but okay. I mean, I was kidding. I guess he didn't get the joke.
Hell, dude, he wasn't joking with you, bro. Nothing, ain't nothing funny, dude.
So then
he
kept talking
dude.
Shit to us, and someone was like, nah, don't worry about him. He's a comedian. He's just fucking. And I was like, oh, he's a comedian? That's crazy. I just left the Comedy Cellar. That's cool. What do you do? Where do you perform? I never see you around. Where do you get up?
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Right when I found out this guy said he did comedy. Yo, I fucking destroyed this dude.
Stop.
All the black people in the fucking chicken shop were laughing at him.
Oh.
I was like, oh, you want to talk to me about comedy? Do me a favor. Go get me a Pepsi. And then we can talk comedy. Do your job. Get me a Pepsi.
Oh.
It was fun. Then he comes around. He came around the fucking desk.
You comedy
up.
Ranked him. That was the
dude,
worst thing he could
it
say.
Was, it was unreal.
Oh,
I was
that's
dude.
Perfect,
as soon
dude.
As I found out he thought he was a comedian, I was so happy.
Oh my god!
I was like, "What do you do?" I was like, "What clubs are you at? Where do you get up?" He's like, "Shit, I'm too real, dude. They don't put me on at clubs. I'm in the street."
Heard
I was like,
that.
"So you don't do stand up?" I was like, "So you literally are not a comedian?" I was like, "It seems like you do coke. You seem like you're on cocaine right now.
Damn.
You do coke,
you
not
Soulja Boy'd him, dude.
I hit him. I was like, Drake?
Damn. That's like with Soulja Boy, whenever Soulja Boy battles another guy I've seen, he's like, man, you a motherfucking cokehead, dog.
Yeah,
motherfucking-
I started calling him a cokehead and
damn.
He got upset. He walks around. He's like, we should team up, dude. He's like, you're real funny. We should fucking join. He tried to fucking walk over and
try
be
to
like,
be your boy?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, go away.
Damn.
Go get me that Pepsi I ordered and go back
so
behind
did
the
work
counter.
There.
No, he didn't work there, but I was still bitching him. I was like, dude, go get that.
Where are the Saudi princes at?
The Saudi princes were getting our food as quickly as possible and then apologizing.
Damn.
It's pretty great. Yeah, everybody laughed at him. I was like, you don't do comedy, dude. You're a loser.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Fuck.
I felt so fucking strong in that moment.
That's insane.
It was it felt like a fight. At first, when he just started screaming at us for being white out of nowhere, he was definitely, like, serious.
Yeah.
He was definitely, like, trying to fight.
Damn.
And, like, I felt like, you know, you get the adrenaline going,
yeah.
like, right before a fight. Like,
how many people
were
in here, are you talking?
20 in a real small spot.
How was the crowd? Was everyone, people, like, kind of looking at this guy, like, what the fuck's he doing?
No, everyone was, like, totally cool with him.
It's like, whatever.
Yelling at us for being white. It's
Damn.
Pretty wild. And I was like, I'm in here all the time. I've never seen you here. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, dude.
And yeah.
Damn, then, how Clarp liked that. She must have been clutching your arm.
Clarp
dude.
Loved it. She was trembling. At first, me and Clarp were scared. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then they were like, it looked like bodyguards. There were these two giant black dudes just sitting on both sides of us.
And that was a guy who was like, I never heard a Yelp.
Yeah.
That's a sick. Dude, that's so funny.
What a wonderful reversal.
I've seen like social media things where.
This like, is. I'm sorry to cut. This go, is go, literally one of my biggest victories I've had.
I mean,
in a long time.
That's huge.
Yeah.
To turn the whole fucking crowd.
To stand my ground like that, too.
Yeah,
this
dude.
This fucking dude was like trying to bitch me, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Dude, and that's so fucking funny. That's the thing, too. It's like. To do that, it's completely. They're playing off the thing that you're going to be like a timid white person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to get my veggie burger and get
I know.
That.
And then
please.
I was like, God,
you guys, Black Panther was great. I love
burger.
Black Panther. Please let me live.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're probably everyone's sitting there checking their Instagram, looking up, being like, huh, this guy's white guy's getting bullied. Hilarious. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you turn on them, they're like, oh, this is even funnier.
It was great. They were all like, oh, when I started making fun of him.
Oh, my God. What do you, when you told him to go away, was everyone fucking just,
yeah,
how'd he take
like,
it?
Holy shit. He left.
Did he left.
Really? Yeah, dude, I freed the
you
Arabs.
You freed the fucking
I freed the Arabs. Damn. And then we went back because I was like, she was like, I kind of want french fries. I was like, let's get fucking back in there.
Yeah.
We got to go back in there and collect my fucking reward.
I'm surprised they didn't like load up a wagon
they
full
did.
Of chicken.
They gave
and
us a bunch of free shit when we
sent you guys
back.
On your way.
It was amazing.
Were they really?
Yeah, dude. They were like grateful.
I mean,
like,
that's a serious
you.
Pest. Do you have someone take over the register?
Stand behind the register and yell at customers?
It's basically Tracy Morgan from The Last OG.
Dude, it really was. Oh, God, it's getting me heated again. That bothered me so
now
much.
Look at your pulse going.
Yeah, he came in and he started screaming at us for being white, and every other person in the fucking restaurant was like, this is acceptable.
Yeah, that's
it's like,
crazy.
Dude, imagine if that's remotely the other way around.
Oh, my God.
In any way.
Yeah.
I don't want to be somebody that's like, I was racist against, but it's exactly what happened.
Dude, if I took over...
Then again, I wasn't a fried chicken shop in Queens at 2 in the morning.
True. True.
So,
that's true.
I mean, you get what, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
That's what you get.
You might get bullied a little bit. Yeah, that is a... well, it's a weird thing, because it is a good thing to be like, you know, we should... probably treat each other equally, and then it's yeah. like that's a good thing. And then if you're if like black people are wilding out on you, and you're like, yeah, you know, you guys could do a little better. It's like, oh fuck you, dude. You're
yeah,
a
yeah.
piece of
it's
shit.
Like, well, if all right, let's say we're in some shithole white town.
Yeah,
it's all white trash. Just sitting in a fucking restaurant. Black couple walks in. Some fucking loudmouth is like, you fucking black pieces of shit. I would imagine. White people in the fucking restaurant would be like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, relax.
Like, don't fucking say that.
Dude, I mean, you can say that from... I've done, like, stand-up shows in, like, pretty podunk areas where, like, someone will get up and be like, ain't no motherfucking Mexicans in this town. And people
yeah,
are like...
And everybody in the audience is like, all right,
man, calm the fuck
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's happened... the one last place I did actually was in, I think, Queens. I did, like, a... That was when I did the a bunch of Italian people. And they like
oh, nice.
They were serving guacamole, and I was making fun of them. Like, which one of you fucking idiot dagos made this shitty ass guacamole? And I was like fucking around with them. And this one guy was like, ain't no motherfucking Mexicans around here. And they were like, all right.
Yeah, take it easy,
take it easy, man.
Yeah. God, I hate that fucking guy. I've been looking for him ever since.
Who?
I've been walking around Queens
oh, the
trying
fucking,
to find this
the cashier
guy.
Guy?
Hey, remember me, you pussy?
Yeah, dude.
Like,
remember I fucking
really,
crushed you?
Yeah, remember when I turned
he's probably
you,
dead.
He probably did die.
Yeah,
they probably
dude.
Took him out back.
Yeah. They probably beheaded
weak.
Him.
Definitely.
Once they saw his weakness, the fucking two princes took him out
yeah.
back. The two princes were just like...
The two princes. The princes sat there, and yeah, when we walked in, these two black chicks, he was screaming at. And they... I could,
trying to get some pussy.
And the Arabs were upset.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like the worst thing that could
worst
happen in your business.
Scenario.
If someone commandeers your cash register... It's one thing if he was like, look, I really need a job. I'm going to stand here and work. And you're like, all right, what the fuck? I don't
yeah.
really like this situation. But then it's like, I'm going to stand here and just aggressively attack everyone. It's like, dude,
yeah.
you're literally a deterrent to business.
But he was with...
Must be good fucking chicken if everyone was like...
Great know, chicken.
Yeah, people
but
are
no,
really...
they were all together. It was all like... It was literally like 20 black people that were there pretty much together.
Was that a squad?
Yeah. So they let him just stand. The squad was with him.
Oh,
the squad rolled into the restaurant.
So you, this
and that
all
guy just,
came in at once.
Yes, and that guy just stood behind the register talking shit to people.
Wow.
Yes,
I didn't know. I thought you know. I thought you just
no. The Arabs.
I thought in your. I thought in your whiteness, you assumed all the black people were together.
No, they were together. The whole group. So when I started making fun of him, they were all very happy.
They probably loved it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was nice. Big victory.
That's a huge fucking.
So
vic.
Far, nothing but pretty much nothing but victories this week.
Figured that.
And then today, check the news. Trump dog's innocent.
Quit it, dude. That's what I'm about.
Bro, I'm just going over in my head. I'm just remembering what other dubs this story. You got? Bro, first off, is there a bigger dub than crushing a black dude in a fried chicken shop at 2 in the morning?
I don't think so.
In front of your fucking bae?
I can't think of one.
Getting called a fucking white devil and then becoming a white devil, dude. Speak his name and he shall appear, dude. Here That's comes true, the white dude. Devil.
Yeah, you man.
Called down the dog, dude.
Well, I'm telling you, it's really, they. I guess they're so used to seeing people who are like around here.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, my dogs would pee outside. People are like, you going to clean that up? I'm like, it's fucking piss. And they're like, all right. Yeah, like, well, you're used to dealing with 18-year-olds. Like, I'm sorry
that I'm interfering in your space.
Yeah, dude, I hate that shit. I'm not fucking with that, dude. I got it.